Not exactly sure what's going on there, but you're not coming through. So maybe you can try again later. I will move on to the next radio check. I believe Hope is available. WRMW 211 Hope. This is radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Hi, this is 211 Hope. I do copy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You're a little bit scratchy, but I can hear you.
Oh, good. Okay, this is WRMW 211 Hope, and I tried out in the garden where I was, but for some reason that radio is not working, so we'll check that out later. But, I do have, we're doing a lot of gardening. We've started early with potatoes and peas and lettuce and spinach, and we have a big family, so of course all that stuff. But this year we decided to try some corn, so that's, we haven't done that in a while, and so I was reading about corn breaks. I also like to grow some little flowers in my greenhouse, and I was excited that my echinacea flowers are finally coming up. I'd almost given up on them. And last time we planted corn, they fell over when we watered, and I found out that you have to plant them deeper. So we're trying that this year, and hopefully I didn't plant them too deep. But I have hopes of some good corn. That's my main hope.
Copy that. Well, you have some really good ideas. So I'm assuming that you've planted quite a few of those things.
Yeah, I still have to plant my bush beans and some pumpkins and squash. But we've gotten the potatoes and all of our like leafy greens, peas. The strawberries are doing good. Our grapes are doing really well. And it looks like we're actually going to get some fruit this year because we haven't had a late frost, so we'll cross our fingers and hope that doesn't happen like it did last year.
Copy that. Yeah, we had the same issue last year. We had blooms upon blooms upon blooms, and then we had that frost, and we lost a lot of them. We had a little bit of a harvest, but not like normal. Well, thank you for that, Hope. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Well, I would say we have a really nice apple cider press. It's like a commercial grade that can do a lot of cider, and it is electric. So if people have apples and they're interested and want to turn them into cider or want to share them with our family, that's a heads up on that. Like, I know that sometimes you'll have a neighbor who has them, or you have them yourself and you don't use them. Or maybe you want to make cider, and I want to make that available to the Patriot Ladies, too. So just a heads up on that.
Very cool. Well, I'm sure there might be some of the ladies that might take you up on that. So we'll mark that up when the apples start coming, and you'll have to probably remind us again in the future. Is there anything else, Hope?
No, I think that's about it for now. We're just keeping everything watered and fertilized and working hard, and it's a lot of fun.
There you go. It's like the weather has been pretty conducive to working out in the garden, except the last couple of days is kind of hot. But anyway, well, thank you very much for all of that information. Is 211 Deborah, Sarah, or Betty, did they want to check in this evening?
WRMW, 211 Deborah. Copy.
Copy that. Well, it's nice to hear your lovely voice, Deborah. Thank you for sharing. Is 211 Sarah available?
WRMW, 211 Sarah.
Awesome. Nice to hear your lovely voice as well. It's been a while. Is 211 Betty available?
Betty is out on the swing set, so I'll sign in for her. Thanks.
Copy that. That's a good place for Betty. Well, thank you, ladies, for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So Hope is talking about various things, plans and hopes for the garden. Is there anything that you'd like to share this evening, Carol?
Well, we got pretty much what we want already planted and started in April. And this year, Marsh and I are doing something different to try to raise carrots for some reason. We haven't ever had any luck. So this year, we're used half our mix is sand at the bottom of our growing mix. And so far, they're coming up.
Wow, that's totally awesome.
Plus, we are we're growing this year on our back porch. And I just don't feel like going out in the main large gardening tonight this year. So we're doing our back porch and hoping for the best.
Well, copy that. If I remember correctly, you've had a lot of problem with deer and such in previous years, and you've planted a lot of things, and it just kind of disappears.
Yeah, that's why we're not doing it.
I totally understand that because you put in a lot of work and all of that time, and then everything starts to come up, and you're looking forward to harvesting things, and all of a sudden it's all gone. Well, thank you for sharing all that. Is WQZA 709 Marsha available?
This is Marsha, WQZA 709, and doing well. And all I want to say about the garden is I hope it's kind of would come up. It's taken a while, but we're just having fun.
Well, there you go. That's part of it right there is loving what you do and cultivating your crops, whether they're in the back porch or not. It's all the love that you put into that. So, well, thank you for that, Carol and Marsha. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.